The Greek entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest is named Oppa and will be performed by George Kios and friends. We have George on the phone now for an exclusive interview on escradio.com. Hi, George.
Hello, Matthias. Hello, everyone.
Greece has been in the international news a lot lately for the current economical situation. We've been used to quite a lot of promotion from Greece in recent years. The Greek entries had been largely promoted. Has the current economical situation affected your promotion for Eurovision in Oslo?
I'm a musician and I make music. It affects me like a human being. It's not affecting me not only like the promo or, you know, the song. So I want to say to all the people that that's why I believe that's why Greeks send Oppa, because Oppa is an expression that accepts the enjoy, you know, the music, the dance. It's an expression for happiness. It's also an expression when you want to get over with the problems, past the situations. So Oppa means that thing for us.
Georgios, you have been successful in the Greek music business for many, many years, but you never got involved with the Eurovision Song Contest, I think. Although your musical profile, combining traditional Greek sounds with a fresh pop attitude, seems to fit perfectly with the spirit, the concept of Eurovision. So how come we didn't get to see you on Eurovision stage earlier?
It's a question that everybody, asks. Tell you the truth, it's about timing, I believe. But for Eurovision, I believe that you must be ready to do something. To tell you the truth, a lot of people told me in the past, come on, go to Eurovision, send a song, ethnic pop, that ERT say to a singer, you know, go with this song and represent Greece. It was a contest, and I like all the feelings of a contest, you know, with other singers. Greece was in the last 12 years with English lyrics. So it was the right timing for me to say, I have a Greek song.
You already gave me a keyword here that leads me to the next question. Because many artists, many contestants, they record their Eurovision entry in several languages. Do you think that Oppa would work in any other language than Greek?
I believe that we're gonna stay in Greek language right now. To tell you the truth, we have a lot of propositions until now that to other languages after Oslo. But we're gonna make an English version. I don't know if we're gonna do or someone else, but I believe that it's gonna be in English. My opinion is it's good that we're going back to our own languages, because We leave the space to music to communicate between us.
We have a lot of mid-tempo songs this year, quite a number of ballads too, while Oppa, on the other hand, is a powerful, energetic song. Do you see that as an advantage with regard to the competition?
I don't know. because maybe it is very good. I believe in energy, in positive energy, and I believe in artists and music and expression. We're going to have a lot of energy and a lot of expressions in this Eurovision in Oslo. We believe that the fast song is going to give us an advance to show some things more, you know. It's not an easy song. We have a lot of things to do on stage for 3 minutes. I hope that it's going to be an advance for us.
Well, we already saw a very elaborated stage performance from you in the Greek national final. Will you bring that performance to Oslo, or will we get to see something different, maybe a new choreography or new clothes, outfits?
Yeah. The choreography is not going to change a lot. We're going to keep about 70%, because it's our choreography, it's like a story. Choreographer, it's Emi Zaryan, because she's very talented. She's my friend, and it's the first time that she choreographer in her life. The costume's going to change a little bit. I cannot tell you a lot of costumes. I'm really sorry.
Okay. Really sorry. We'll keep us curious until until the big day. We have to wait, okay?
yeah.
Let me come back to the title for a moment, because actually it's your second opera in a way, because you're the writer, I think, of Opa Opa, which was a big hit for Antique back in 1999.
I'm the writer and lyric. Antique, they came in Greece. They told me, we are Greeks from Sweden. We are Antique and we want to say the song, for, you know, remake. I said, of course. And it was Elena Paparizou, that girl.
Yes,
that,
yes, sure.
Year. Mm. And they did Opa Opa, and the career started from where Antique.
So Elena Paparizou, she went on to win Eurovision a couple of years later in 2005, first time for Greece. Have you worked with Elena over the years?
No, we are very good friends, but we never worked. But I hope I will, you know, to, I don't know, maybe a duet or in a concert. But we are very good friends, very good friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Many contestants are busy these days finishing an album along with a Eurovision entry. What about you? Can we expect a full album?
End of September. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have two new songs after Oslo. I have a record company with Dionysi Nas. We have the French Music Factory.
Okay, Georgios, that's about it for the moment. We will speak again very soon in Oslo.
Okay.
So thank you very much for taking.
I wish all the best. Wish you. We're going to see you at Oslo. Have fun and share the moment, like the motto of Oslo 2010. And let's say Opa.
And say Opa. Okay. Thanks a lot and bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Bye bye.